Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. We were off last week. It was a holiday week. I put up on my Instagram story. I'd love to hear what your holiday weekend was like because it was on a Thursday. It was kind of weird because what day was it? Are you working? Are you not working? It was just a strange period of time. I feel like when a holiday falls on a Thursday like that, it's 2024 if you're listening live in real time. 4th of July was on a Thursday, which it was just a very strange chunk of time because it's like every day felt like a Saturday. That Thursday felt like a Saturday. So I feel like I was thrown off a little bit. I didn't do a ton of work. I got some prep done. The mastermind was off for a week given the holiday fell again on a Thursday. And now I'm coming back. It's Monday. I'm recording this one day before this goes live. So I'm so excited to be back recording. It's going to be a really good week. I don't know if you guys can feel that. I've been feeling a lot of heaviness. It's been a very dense energy for me personally, and some of my mastermind ladies have been feeling it as well. A lot of the women in there are starting to energetically purge some things that are feeling heavy, like physically clearing out clutter from your house, from your car, emotionally, mentally, like all of the things, doing a big purge, which I feel like feels so good. I mean, any time of year, it feels really good. But this summertime, it's like we're halfway through 2024. And to be able to start purging and clearing and releasing things coming into the second half of the year, I feel like is such a beautiful divine time for that. I'm not an expert in astrology and all of the things, but I've been kind of keeping tabs on like Saturn placement and all of these things that are happening. And for my sign specifically, I'm a Sagittarius. I've been, you know, following some of the Instagram pages and people that I follow, and it's been really fun and interesting to see what's kind of unfolding, especially for my sign. So if that's something that you're interested in, like you can find a bunch of pages online. If you want some to follow, I can send you some. A friend of mine, her name's Natalia Benson. She posts all these amazing like business astrology things. She's incredible when it comes to that. So she's a really good person to follow. But there's some really cool pages that's just been really interesting to take a look at and see what's happening energetically and what's in alignment, what's not, what's meant to be falling away. And this week I'm going to be doing some pretty big energy release work that I have been resisting. I'm not going to lie. I feel like sometimes when you follow people or you see people or, you know, you witness people do a lot of holistic work, healing work, energy healing, all of these things, somatic work, some of my favorite things, it doesn't always come so easy. And I don't know. Sometimes I just see people online. I'm like, man, it's just like flowing for them. And for me, sometimes I can sit in a lot of resistance around it. It's been something that I've really been working on. So this has also been creating some heaviness, which is kind of silly. Like there's irony in that the eight type of energy work that I'm going to be doing is all around releasing and clearing and making space in my body and energetically, somatically releasing things. And I've been sitting in a lot of resistance around it. I'm not going to lie. And I think that comes a little bit from some of the added anxiety that I've placed on myself these last 2 weeks. So yeah, I just want to put that out there that if sometimes, you know, you have something coming up or, you know, there's going to be a release and sometimes you're sitting in resistance to that. And it's a really, okay, listen, I was going to say, it can do you a lot of service to be really curious with it instead of being really critical. And that is my immediate go-to, is to be super critical, fall into old patterns. And that's something I'm really trying to navigate through. And that's just something I wanted to share, that if you've been feeling like, you know, it's been heavy, dense, also the air is thick. I don't know if I'm in Michigan, if I don't know if that's a thing too, but it's just been feeling really heavy, that now I'm starting to come into this experience and just allow and flow. And I've been really playing with the duality of, and you know, a lot of this anxiety I've been putting on myself. And I've been playing because of that with a lot of magnetism and really starting to work with my energy systems and run my energy differently. And I'm able to start catching myself in some of these patterns. And that's something I'm really excited to be sharing more around as I play around with this a little bit more. I don't know if it's going to turn into a program or a masterclass. I don't know what it's going to be. It might just be Instagram content, but I've been really playing around with some of these things, and I'm excited to share as more unfolds. And with that being said, what I really wanted to talk about on this podcast is the Activate Your Light event that's coming to Michigan. Okay. This is something, and I shared a little bit about this on Instagram. I think it was last week or the week before. And I'm going to share it again here because this is the space. Obviously, we have more space. Instagram stories are only so long, or Instagram reels. This is more long form where I can really share this story and how this came full circle for me. And I'm just going to take you back. I'll take you back even farther than what I was going to go. I want to say, this reminds me of the Golden Girls when she's like, picture it, Sicily, 1952. It's not that. This is like 2018, 2019, when I joined my first mastermind program, almost against my will, which sounds very dramatic. It wasn't that dramatic, but my husband joined an elite level mastermind. He's like, you're going to join it too, after being in it for 6 months to a year. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I have nothing to offer. I have nothing to bring. Why would I even sit in this room with all these incredible people? I don't belong here. I'm not worthy enough to be here. And these are all subconscious and conscious thoughts moving through my mind, moving through my body. Long story short, I showed up. I was wanting to vomit at the same time as a little excitement. And from that, now, this is however many years later, this is 2018 or 19, we've made some incredible friends. It's opened so many doors with relationships and connections and all of these amazing things. But without that first invitation to be in the room, I don't know what the trajectory of what I'm doing now would have looked like. And when I went into this room, this is for elite high level entrepreneurs. And at the time, I was competing at the time. I was leaving my network marketing business. I had just left my fitness studio. I was co-owner of a fitness studio for 7 years. I just stepped away from that. And I was kind of in this middle weird limbo of like, I don't really have a business. I don't really have a purpose. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I showed up anyway. And that can be really scary when it comes to specific events. And now this event that I'm talking about isn't just for entrepreneurs. It's not a mastermind. It's an open invitation. It is women only. My husband might be there, just as support, but this is a women's only event. And you don't have to be an entrepreneur. You don't have to be or do or show up as anything. All you have to show up as is as yourself. And that's one of the most beautiful things. But even with that, sometimes that can hit a worthiness wound of, am I really deserving to be in this room with these people learning these things? I'm not as far along as all these people, or all these people have this going on. These people are launching. It's like we can get so wrapped up in our own spiral of thoughts that it can feel very overwhelming and can lead to not taking any action or not moving forward and showing up anyway and being like a sponge when you come into these rooms. Because even though I'm co-hosting this event, I'm also coming in with the mentality of like, I'm also here to learn and connect and receive everything that this guest speaker is going to offer, because I'm going to be more so conducting an interview for her, where all of the women in the room will be able to sit and receive and listen and ask questions and engage and network with each other. It's going to be really, really cool. And that can also strike, like I said, some of that worthiness within us is like, am I really worthy enough to come sit in this room? Because it looks like all these people have their shit together. It's like, okay, yes, it may look like that. And yes, a lot of people do have some of their shit together, but also in the same breath, it's like, everyone is still a work in progress. Everyone is going through their own stuff. We don't see everything on social media. There's struggles and things going on in people's lives. Like even just what I was talking about in the beginning, that's not always conveyed on social media. I do my best to share and be an open book about most things, but some things you just don't share online. And it's up to you to really own your sovereignty and make that choice of showing up anyway to be able to receive, because you don't know what that can unlock and activate within yourself just from showing up and being open to receive. I can't tell you how many events that I've gone to that I just showed up and I'm ready to learn and listen, that just hearing, even though a lot of people share their personal stories and these are things that you haven't heard, but in the world of personal development, most people aren't reinventing the wheel, right? There's masters and teachers and all of these people who have put all these principles and things that you can learn out there. And sometimes you just need to hear something in a way that somebody else is sharing it, even if it's a concept that you've heard before, that can unlock so many codes, downloads, permission to take action. It's really, really cool. And I'll take you back again. I want to say, I don't know when her book came out. I would like to say, so I'll just start with this. Jessica Zweig is coming to Detroit September 20th, 2024 at the Cambria Hotel in Shelby from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Okay. It's a women's event and she's launching her new book, The Light Work. You may have seen it on social media. If you're not following Jessica already, give her a follow, because I believe this is, she's been to Detroit. She's been here before visiting, but this is maybe one of the first times she's coming to Michigan to put on an event for our amazing community here, which is all of you. If you're listening locally, even if you're not listening locally, but you want to come in for this event, the actual event is taking place at a hotel. So you'll be able to have accommodations right there. You don't even have to drive anywhere. You just go downstairs. There's a restaurant in there. It's really cool. There's Starbucks across the street. It's wonderful. And this event itself can unlock so much permission for you to show up for. And this was when her first book came out. This is kind of how this came to be. A couple years back, I was reading her branding book. It's called Be. If you are in an entrepreneur, solopreneur, somebody creating something into this world, and you're creating a brand for yourself, this is a must read or a must listen. It also has a workbook, which is really amazing. You can grab it on Amazon. Grab both of them on Amazon. I have physical copy and I love Audible, so I listen to it on Audible as well. Not the workbook, that's a physical copy, but you can listen to her book. It's a no bullshit guide on branding and authenticity. And as I was reading and listening to this book and working through the work before the workbook, I was doing the prompts in the actual book. I'm like, wouldn't it be really cool if one day I could work with the Simply Be agency or work with Jessica in some capacity? And at that time, I was like, I barely have a brand of my coaching. Like, this is when I was first starting to launch my own coaching business. I'm like, I have no business doing any of this, but wouldn't that be cool if one day we could do that, or I could do that and have that kind of support and take my brand to the next level? Like, oh my God. So I was working through this book and I had these thoughts. I'm like, yes, that'd be really cool. You know, little did I know, I was already starting to manifest that. Fast forward, I believe 2 years later, this was early 2023, when I listened to one of her podcasts, which is why, again, podcasting and creating and sharing your story is so important. I was listening to one of her traveling stories. She was over in Egypt and I'm like, oh my gosh, this sounds amazing. This sounds like everything that I'm leaning into, that I'm really starting to experience for myself. She was hosting a retreat in Nashville. I took one of the last spots for that. I literally, as I was listening to that podcast, sent an email over to her team, booked a call the next day and was like, I need to be there. And I invested in the retreat. It was a 5-day retreat in Nashville, showed up, got amazing support, met amazing women, ended up working with Jessica in a 6-month container. I did a VIP day with her, which means I flew down to Chicago. Jeremy was with me and we did an 8-hour day. That's basically you and her going through your entire brand, your strategy, your marketing, your messaging. This is how this podcast started, came to be. Like, she's really a branding genius. And this is how Permission to Activate came to be. We partnered in this brand, coming up with this concept and launched it. From then, I went into a 6-month container as friends, as mentor, as just amazing support, which helped really bring my brand to where it is now, come up with some concepts together. And over all of that, when I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, 2-3 years ago, I was like, wouldn't it be cool if, and this is the power of saying yes to getting into rooms like this, because if I wouldn't have said yes to the retreat, this would not have unfolded the way that it did. And you have the option now to come attend an event for $100, $99 with the early bird pricing, that it can unlock doors just like this to give you the permission or the clarity, direction, whatever that you're looking for is available if you're willing to say yes to yourself and step into your power at an event like this. Because let me tell you, every time I leave an event, even if it's a local event for an hour or two, I feel different. I'm changed. I'm elevated. My energy is different. You feel and play off the energy of the women in the room. And you leave just with this breath of fresh air, this new clarity, new direction, new permission, that you feel lighter. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm so thankful that I said yes and showed up to this event. Because for me, it's like a full body activation when you say yes, that you're signaling to universe, higher power, source, God, whoever it is, that you're ready for whatever your next level is, to start opening doors, bringing that invitation, and really starting to unlock some of these things that without getting yourself in the room, we can get stuck in our heads so much that sometimes you just need to hear the perspective of other people and sit in other people's energy, which can be one of the most powerful things that you can do for yourself. And it's a lower cost investment of $99, like truly, to be able to sit in the room with so many incredible women. I'm also having 4 specific aligned vendors that are there to bring you joy, to sit in their energy. We're going to have my Candle Girl of Happiness Candle Company. She's also my retreat candle sponsor, which I just love her. That's who my custom candle is through as well. And then a couple other jewelry vendors, as well as the Bronze Bar will be there, not doing tan. She's going to be doing her frosting, some of her piercing, and really just getting in the room to feel the light code activation, to where you're just going to be able to sit in somebody else's energy and just be open to receive. It is so freaking powerful. And I have lived this myself, getting in the room with somebody like Jessica. You don't know it until you can feel it and experience it. She's one of the real ones, truly. And these are the types of people, like, I'm very, sounds some sort of way, but whatever. I'm very specific about the type of energy that I'm around, the people who I, you know, spend my time with. And this is one of those people. And I believe that all of the women who are going to be coming to these events, this event specifically, are those types of people, because it's a special woman to say yes to herself, to be ready to receive and feel the energy of the people in the room. Truly, it's a specific type of woman. And I love creating events. I do them a very specific certain way, that they're like the events that I would want to attend. It's going to be high level, high vibe. It's going to be fun, but also down to earth and inviting. It's a very inviting energy. So if you were on the fence and you saw it on Instagram, or you're hearing this for the first time, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if this is for me. Like, all these people have their shit. No. Okay. No, this is nope. Nope, everyone's going through their stuff. This is just an opportunity for you to show up as you are, wear what you want. I have on there like what to wear. Honestly, it's whatever you feel comfortable in. There's going to be appetizers and drinks and experiences there, some shopping. And you guys, one of the biggest parts of this is that you get a copy of her new book, The Lightwork, with your ticket. That is included. So you're going to walk away with your very own copy. This book is coming out later this summer. You're going to receive your copy with your ticket. So this is something that is included in the ticket price, that you get a brand new book. You'll be able to take pictures, meet Jessica. Again, she's just an amazing human, and really network and find sisterhood and community and feel the safety that's brought into this room with these very unique certain type of women who are drawn to this style of event. Okay. So again, this event, Activate Your Light, is September 20th, 2024 in Shelby Township, Michigan, but it's kind of like a Detroit, Michigan event because you can, you know, if you're flying in from anywhere, you're going to come to the Detroit DTW airport. You can stay directly at the Cambria Hotel. Tickets are now available, and the early bird pricing of $99 is only until 7/11, July 11th, and then it goes up to $111. You'll still get a book no matter when you get your ticket, and there's very limited tickets available. I'm keeping this event very intimate for a reason, that you can really feel the connection and the love and the support in this very small, intimate room. Big events are amazing. This event specifically, I wanted to be a little bit more intimate and a little bit more relaxed and a little bit more, you're able to connect with people in the room and really get to meet them, look them in their eyes and feel their energy. And it's just going to be incredible experience that when you leave, you're going to feel the activation. Like if you've been feeling stuck or you've been feeling stagnant, kind of like in the beginning of the podcast that I was talking about, the stuck, stagnant kind of energy. If you've been feeling that at all, once you say yes, the activation has already started. If you're ready to feel that next level, like you know there's something else, but you're just not sure what it is, there is an irreplaceable value of face-to-face interaction and connection that can only be felt when you're in the physical room with somebody, hearing their stories and the wisdom and the community. It really is going to be such a special event and experience that I cannot wait to be in that room with you, because this is just going to be so special. Okay, so if this is on your heart, if you're feeling like you want to be a part of this, especially if you want to get in on the early bird before tickets are sold out, because again, very limited amount of tickets are available, you're going to head over to my Instagram page at Mallory Campbell. You'll tap the little menu. There's an Activate Your Light tab right there. When you click on that and get to the event page, you're going to type in the code all caps early bird for your early bird discount until July 11th, which I believe is this Thursday. So when this episode is coming out on Tuesday, you're going to have a couple days to get the early bird ticket pricing. To be in the room with Jessica Zweig is going to be such a powerful experience for you. I cannot wait for you to experience this and really feel your own light code activation, hear her personal stories, her wisdom. Oh, it's going to be so great. So if this is something that you're wanting to do, make sure to get the early bird pricing. Head over to my Instagram, drop down menu, click the button for Activate Your Light, code early bird. You'll get the discount for $99. You get a free book with your ticket, and we're going to feel the activation on September 20th, 2024. If you guys have any questions, hop on over to my Instagram. You can send me a DM. If you're on my email list, you can reply there as well. If you have any questions about this event or you want to reserve your spot, simply send me a message or just hit the drop-down menu and claim your spot. Okay? Until next time, guys, I'll see you next week. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.